The state stopped offering pensions to new employees in 1997. Budget officials say that decision has cut Michigan's long-term debt by about $5 billion. Mitch Bean is the former director of the nonpartisan State House Fiscal Agency. He says the new 401k-style plans may be cheaper, but he says it's not fair to compare them to traditional pensions, which provide better protections for both workers and employers.
You can compare a Cadillac and a Lincoln, you don't compare a Cadillac and a Yugo. It's just that simple.
Bean says the state could face higher costs in the future as more retirees rely on social programs to get by. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Jake Neer in Lansing.